AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Former NFL star Aaron Hernandez has killed himself in prison. A prison official in Massachusetts tells us that Hernandez hanged himself in his cell using a bed sheet that he attached to a cell window. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. Aaron Hernandez was 27 years old. He had been serving a life sentence for a 2013 murder, and he'd been acquitted on Friday in a 2012 double killing the prosecutors said was fueled by his anger over a drink that had been spilled at a nightclub. In a tragic irony, his former team, the New England Patriots, are scheduled to visit the White House today, where President Trump will recognize their Super Bowl victory. Police in Fresno say the random killings of three white men yesterday was not terrorism, it was a hate crime. A black man targeting white people, says Chief Jerry Dyer.
An individual who is filled with hate, filled with anger, and set out to shoot some individuals in our city today for no reason at all.
Police say Corey Ali Muhammad told police he wanted to kill as many white people as he could before he was captured. He's in custody. Vice President Pence stood on the deck of a U.S. warship in Tokyo Bay this morning and again warned North Korea the U.S. will react if Pyongyang uses nuclear or conventional weapons.
We will address the region's most dangerous and urgent threat to peace and security, the regime in North Korea.
A Democrat performed powerfully in a special congressional election contest yesterday in Georgia, but fell just short of outright winning the election. That means there will be a runoff in the 6th congressional district in June. This is AP Radio News. Almost 40 years later, a man's been sentenced for killing a first grader in a famous case that changed the way parents watch over their children. AP correspondent Warren Levinson is in New York.
Pedro Hernandez was sentenced for killing Eitan Pates just shy of 38 years since the six-year-old vanished on the way to school and became one of the most famous missing children in America.
I'm glad we were at the end of this road.
Eitan's father, Stan, says Hernandez, who was a teenage clerk in a bodega on the child's route, represents the face of evil to him. The defense claimed Hernandez's confessions were the product of a mind detached from reality.
He confessed over and over again. So whatever he says now means nothing.
Hernandez, who was convicted in February, showed no reaction as the sentence was pronounced. Warren Levinson, New York.
Repeating our top story for you, former NFL star Aaron Hernandez has killed himself in prison. He hanged himself in his prison cell. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.